The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football, featuring Zach Zaidman, Bears veteran Patrick Manley, and more of your favorite Bears players. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix, Tempur-Pedic, and Comcast.
It's official. Patrick Manley has now played a game in season number 16, the longest tenured Bear in the history of the Chicago Bears organization. Congratulations on that. Keep it going. Don't stop now.
Broke another record as well.
Which one?
Mine.
See, he's learning this radio deal. I'm Zach Zaidman. We're broadcasting from Hallis Hall here as the Bears get set for a pivotal Week 2 game against the Minnesota Vikings coming up on Sunday. And we are pleased to be joined by a man who a year ago was first-team All-WAC, a man who this week, Mel Kiper, the noted draft guru, has listed number 8 in his rookie rankings after Week 1's performance, an impressive one at that against the Cincinnati Bengals, maybe the best defensive line that the Bears will face all season, talking about the 5th-round pick, Jordan Mills. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
But the question is, was he ranked higher than Kyle was? Because I know they're pretty competitive, Kyle Long.
I believe he was ranked higher than
that. You rubbed that in on him.
Oh, okay. I mean, he's going to lose his mind. If I showed it to him, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Stack that away and save that later.
Listen, let's be honest. Playing tackle is so much more challenging than playing guard, right?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, guards, they get the, you know, the big, fat, strong dudes. And we get the, you know, 290 dudes like Julius Peppers can run a 4-5. Just getting out of bed, so it has its ups and downs to it. So we both have a difficult job.
How has that been walking in? You know, when you got in the starting lineup, or just when you got here, looking across the field and seeing a Julius Peppers, you know, Corey Wooten, a guy that guy's those size.
You know, it just left me in awe. You know, just seeing Julius Peppers, and you know, last year I'm watching him on TV just dominate dudes and taking one arm and just slinging guys to the ground. And I remember when he first got in the league with Carolina, he was an absolute beast, and he has been for the last, 13 years. Mm-hmm. So just to see somebody like him and Lance Briggs and the rest of the defensive line just leaves me in awe.
How much confidence have you gained going against those guys and seeing yourself succeed in practice? And you know what I mean? Coming in as a 5th-round rookie, you're nervous as can be. You get out there on one-on-one pass rush. You're going against those guys. I know you've had success, and yeah, that has to build a lot of confidence.
Yeah, it gives me a lot of confidence, yeah, just to see that I can succeed against the best. You know, we have one of the best, even the best D-line in the league, and just succeed against them in practice, it shows that I actually belong with these guys and I can compete with them.
Yeah, Zach, Coach Trestman does a deal with us. He'll have a competitive period where the ones go against ones even during the season. And I think with our young O-line, that helps those guys a lot and has helped both our defense and our offense.
Definitely, you know, just going against Corey Wooten and Shea and Julius and every day, it helps a lot because you're not going to see anybody as big or more faster or stronger than them.
Yeah.
Visiting with the rookie, the 5th-round pick, the starting right tackle of the Bears, Jordan Mills. I'm Zach Zaidman. Patrick Manley is along here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. I want to remind you that Sunday's game against the Vikings is brought to you by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. The first 40,000 fans entering Soldier Field receive a 1960s throwback pennant. The Bears thank CTCA for their support as a game entitlement partner. What I find fascinating is, and I don't even know if you remember this, but the day that you were drafted by the Bears coming out of Louisiana Tech, there was a conference call that you had with the Bears media here at Hallis Hall. And you said, you probably didn't even realize it, that, you know, I know they signed that guy from New Orleans talking about Tremont Bushrod. And, you know, it's going to be pretty cool, you know, with him on the left side and me on the right side. And at the time that the Bears had a starting right tackle who came into training camp as the undisputed guy in Jamarcus Webb, when did you know, when did you get the first inkling that I can do this, that I can potentially start for this team if I do this, this, and this?
When I got the trust of the coaches and, you know, they were telling me I was doing good and just keep on doing what you're doing, just correct some things. You know, every day is not going to be perfect. You're not going to do everything perfect. But, you know, if I finish and be physical and keep doing what I what I'm doing, I can ultimately, you know, help my team win. And I wasn't focused on, you know, being a starter. I was just trying to help my team as much as I can. And I always told, like, the day I got drafted, if I had to be on the sideline, you know, bring water to the guys that coming up the sideline and just giving my constructive criticism to them, just helping them out with what I see. If it helps us win, I'll do it. So I had that mindset, whatever it takes to help my team win, I'll do it.
Now, you don't have to bring in water, but I'm sure as a rookie, there are things you have to bring the veterans every single day, right?
Yeah, you know, they're veterans for a reason. They have earned the right to relax. So every time we get a break, you know, go grab them something out of the cafeteria, you know, water, Powerade, you know, cookies, brownies, anything they want. So anything they need from me or Kyle in during the break time, you know, they don't even have to ask. We'll just go in there and grab it.
Did you have to carry pads off during training camp?
Yes, I did.
Who did you have?
Garza, Slauson, you know.
Same guys every day?
Yeah, Bush Ride. It'd be switched up. I had this Jonathan Scott a couple of times. Yeah. So, you know, they earned the right. You know, these are people that have been in the league 7, 8 years. Garza, this is 13 years, so they deserved it. If they ask me to do something, I'll do it.
That's one thing about the O-line room. I got lucky to sit in the O-line room for 13 years. Is the camaraderie the guys have, and then the closeness they have. It's been set since before Big Cat Williams, but he was here when I was here. And just the closeness of the group they have O-line dinners. Just they sit together all the time. They, you know, they walk to and from practice all the time. And it seems like you fit right in, you and Kyle. And is that something you guys kind of did in college as well? Has it been that way you did in college? Yeah, or is it new, or is it?
It was like that in college, but, you know, coming here, it was more close-knit. We do everything together. College, you know, we'll have an O-line dinner and be around each other a little bit. But, you know, we go everywhere, you know, from O-line dinners to, you know, just sitting in the lobby of the hotel, just talking, laughing, talking about how Cromer, you know, goes off a little bit in meetings and laugh about that. But, you know, it's good to be around these type of veterans because, you know, having Garza, you know, Bush Ross, Lawson, Evan, Jonathan Scott, James Brown, is a bunch of funny guys, and it's laughter every day.
Somebody wanted me to ask you how the first O-line dinner was.
It was great.
I heard you didn't make it.
you know, I made it to my room. I don't remember anything.
I got you.
Well, did you end up paying for it though? Even though you weren't there, did they charge you with the bill?
I think Garza and Bushrod took care of it.
The older guys, I think, take care of it for the first few weeks and let them get some paychecks under their belt, and then they'll have to divvy up a little. But they do it every Monday night. They go out somewhere and watch the Monday night game and hang out and just get to go know each other better. I finally went last Monday, and I used to go to those quite a bit, and I enjoy going to those.
Yeah, it's just us and we're just having fun, laughing. You know, it's just at a certain time we just get the chance to get away from football and just hang amongst us and, you know, get to know each other a little bit better.
Man, that must be a heck of a bill. That's a lot of food for some big men. Jordan Mills is along. I'm Zach Zabin. So is Patrick Manley. When we come back, yeah, he's just a rookie, but it was a veteran move by Jordan Mills last week that might have helped the Bears win. We'll explain next on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Coming to you from the Chicago Bears Network Radio Studios at Halas Hall, along with Patrick Manley. I'm Zach Zabin, pleased to be joined by Bears rookie starting left tackle Jordan Mills. And I say the word rookie, but it was that veteran move. And the Bears were trying to kill the clock late in the game against the Bengals last week. And, you know, Ray Mahaluga, the linebacker for the Bengals, is trying to do anything to get these rookies out of whack, because from a performance standpoint, you guys were doing well. And take it from there. What was going on between the two of you late in the game where it looked like he was right in your face and taking some cheap shots?
Yeah, it was, I think it was like 3rd and 6, and we made a call, and then the DN tightened up, so I made a call to Kyle on a double team, and I got up on Ray, and I was like, I'm not, when I get up to him, I'm not letting him go no matter what, and until I hear the whistle. So I'm going, I don't hear the whistle, so I keep on going, and he starts jerking, and I start pushing back, and obviously he got a little mad, or he tried to, you know, trick me and make me hit him back. But after I let him go, you know, pushed me, slung me to the ground, and I took a second to think, like, did he really just do this? And to me, being an offensive lineman, you know, we walk around with that type of persona. You're not going to just push us around. So I got up and, you know, got in his face, but thought about the moment, and having Jay ran over there and kind of got in the way of it. But, you know, just thought about the moment. It's like, it's not about me, it's about this team. So I walked away from it knowing that, you know, getting a win is better than getting a 15-yard penalty on my team and giving them back the ball with like 20 seconds left. So, yeah.
The happiest, I'll tell you, the happiest people on the side were the punt team, like myself, Podlash, and everybody. Cause if we were figuring we're going to have to possibly punt the ball, hoping for a first down. When that happened, we were happy, because that's, we call it a punt to win the game, and you know you're going to get an all-out rush, their best rush, everybody they've got, and it's our hardest play as a special team is to protect that all-out rush. And when you saw the flag thrown, we all turned around, I grabbed my baseball cap and said, game over, thank you very much, Jordan. I appreciate it. We all started high-fiving. So I think the punt team was very, very happy for your non-efforts, I guess, of retaliating. So we appreciate it.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. If Cutler doesn't come to you as quickly as he did, would you have reacted in a way that might have drawn, say, two flags on that play?
You know, I couldn't say it at the time. You know, emotions flare. But I kind of, you know, Cutler got over there, I kind of calmed myself down before I took any actions against him. So I was still there, joining off at him, but I didn't make any.
I think you could hear our sidelines, too. He was, yeah. You know, he's right close to Trestman, yeah. Our sidelines. And we're all, stop. Yeah. Stop. Yeah.
And you can hear Josh McCown. You can hear him scream, no, Jordan, no. No.
So I'm glad it happened on our sideline, because he heard a lot of coaching. To stop him.
Yeah, I did. So that kind of helped, but I kind of calmed myself down at the moment. But he still heard my words, and I walked off.
That is a huge play. And it seemingly every game you're going to be taking on someone that's talented. This week, no different. You might even recognize him. You know, Jared Allen used to have Patrick Manley hair. Now he's kind of, you know, the wife forced him to cut it.
Yeah, the
mullet.
Yeah. But and he's a little bit faster than Pat. And I'm not knocking your athleticism.
But he's a great long snapper, if you didn't know.
Is
he actually
really?
Came in the league as a – almost more of a long snapper than he did a DN.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's actually a great long snapper.
But maybe
so.
You do have
it's
to have a
mullet.
It's
the power of the mullet.
Yeah, apparently that's the key. Now, he's a better pass rusher than Pat, unfortunately for Pat.
I'll give him that.
And unfortunately for you. But when you look at the video and you watch Jared Allen, what goes through your mind in terms of ways to contain him?
You know, looking at him, he's a, you know, patient pass rusher. He does come off the ball quick. So looking at him and with the things he likes to do well, for me, knowing that he's a great pass rusher, 13 plus sack pass rusher a year. So just getting my hands on him quick and just changing and making first significant touch, as Coach Corman likes to say, and just changes his pass rush, making him think about, well, he's stopping this, what can I do to counter it? So about time I get my hands on him, he thinks about another move to do. Jay has the ball completed to Brandon Marshall, Al Shawn, or Martellus Bennett, some of our great receivers that we have.
Has Bushrod or Cromer or any of, I guess, any Garza or anybody else come up to you knowing that you have a tough contest in front of you, giving you some helpful advice of how to prepare more for, I guess they're all great players, but when you get a guy that's, you know, guy has his track record, has anybody pulled you aside and tried to help you a little bit more?
Everybody, you know, that's the great thing about the whole offensive line. No matter if you're starting or you on the sideline, everybody has their info about somebody. So every time we're watching film or they see me doing something, they give constructive criticism about what I could do better. And Bushrod and Garza, you know, they tell me he's going to do this, so you need to get your hands on him quick, or, you know, be patient and let him come to you. So having those things and having those veterans and Coach Cromer coming up to me with much info like that and much needed info like that is great.
I think what I've noticed about the offensive line guys, and we're with Jordan Mills, Patrick Manley, Zach Sabin with you here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority from the Chicago Bears Network Radio Studios at Hallis Hall. With Cromer, it's always making sure that guys have help.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on an island, yes, but not alone. There are other people on the island making sure that, you know, every angle is cut off to try and prevent guys from getting by you.
Yeah, you know, we're on the island, you know, sometimes me and Bushrod, even Garza, you know, he's always on the island. But, you know, he always tells us, you know, the people that are locked on other blocks are helping guards or helping a guard. Make sure if you have your block secured and it's handled, look out and see if the tackles need help. And he always emphasizes that they always help each other. And that once you get that collective effort from everybody, you know, it's hard to get past this or stop this offense.
And we heard Mark Trestman say this week, Pat, that the big key against the Vikings is to establish the run for the Bears to make sure you keep Adrian Peterson off the field. That's something that I know didn't go the way you guys wanted to last week, Jordan.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you can have a balance and then, you know, running the ball and passing the ball. And sometimes you can run the ball better than you are passing the ball. And sometimes it's the other way around. Like last week, we passed the ball better than we ran the ball. So, you know, it's going to have it's ups and downs about it. But we're going to go into the game approaching it like we're going to establish the run and get Matt Forte and Michael Bush free.
Coming up next, we're going to have a little bit of fun here. We're going to have the highest-rated segment on the show. It's called Are You a Bears Authority? It's our Bears Trivia Contest. You're going to love this, Jordan. Your first crack at it against the 16-year veteran, Patrick Manley. And I also found something else that's very interesting out about the two of you, your neighbors. We'll explain next, right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Manley with you, joined by starting right tackle Jordan Mills here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, coming to you from the Chicago Bears Network Radio Studios at Halas Hall. All right, so what's this about you guys being neighbors?
Well, I'll tell the story. I don't know if Jordan knows this. So Tony Medlin, who's our head equipment manager, we I guess had our, you know, the word, you know, everybody knows that Coach Trestman switched our locker rooms around. So the older guys, we kept our lockers, and then the younger guys, kind of, they moved them around just to kind of interconnect everybody. Well, the rookies in Halas Hall stay downstairs during mini camps and training camp and before the regular season. And once they make the opening day roster, they move upstairs.
Oh, you have to earn the right to move up.
You do, yeah. But maybe another time, another story will be what it's like in the locker room downstairs. But Tony Medlin came up to me and he said, I had a couple empty lockers next to mine. He said, who do you want next to you? And he gave me a couple names. And the one I said no to is Kyle Long. He's like, why? I'm like, well, he just talks too much. I go, I'm too old to be around somebody that talks that much. And he said, what about Jordan Mills? I said, perfect. I go, I finally got to know him now. But before that, he didn't speak much. And I was like, that's the kind of neighbor I want. So I don't know if you did. Probably didn't know that's how you got next to me and Bostic as well. But it's been good having you. So we're technically neighbors.
Yeah. Have you guys spoken at all prior to today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we first moved in, I welcomed the neighborhood, and yeah, we did all that, exchanged some flowers. And, no, I'm just kidding.
So, Pat, you don't make Jordan get you donuts?
No,
I don't do that.
No, I don't do that.
Well, that's very nice of you. All right, and after we're going to play the game, but in our next segment, I want to find out about this rookie locker room downstairs in the basement because that's what I needed to hear. All right, so it's time now to play Are You a Bears Authority? And if you're just tuning in, man, you're going to want to listen to this. It's our game show. It's brought to you by Sports Authority, and here's how we play. I ask a question. If you know the answer, you say your first name. Whoever says their name first gets to answer the question. If you don't get it right, the other player can answer. And whoever's got the most right after seven questions wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. So, Patrick, you are going to be playing for Marlon Herman from Bourbonnais. And, Jordan, you're going to be playing for Bethany Stolwagon of Palatine. And if you're listening right now to the show and you're saying, hey, this is pretty cool, I want to play in the future, all you have to do is go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page where you can also listen to all of our shows. Are you guys ready for this?
Let's go.
This game features Patrick Manley and Jordan Mills. Best of seven gift certificate to Sports Authority on the line. Question one. There are three sets of two players on the current Bears 53-man roster with the same last name. Can you give me one?
Patrick.
Patrick
Bennett.
Owen. Correct. Martellus, Earl. Do you know the others?
Wilson?
Yeah, CJ and Marquise. And then there's Anderson, James, and Joe.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
So Patrick takes a 1-0 lead over Jordan Mills. But as we learned last week, the offense very capable of coming back to win a game. Question number two. Name one of the three players on the current Bears 53-man roster whose last name begins with MC. Mick.
Why am I doing
Jordan.
Yes.
McCown.
Yes, Jordan, coming back
blank.
To tie the game at 1-1. The other nicknames, Shea McClellan and Sherrick McManus, who you
McManus.
Should know. I cannot believe a special teams captain like yourself, Patrick, could not get. Yeah, so I'm telling you, this rookie plays like a veteran. It's a one-all game between Patrick and Jordan. Question number three, what school that shares a team color with the Bears did fullback Tony Fiametta play his college football at?
Jordan.
Yes. Go ahead.
Syracuse?
Correct.
Dang it.
Syracuse, the greatest university on the face of the planet. Yeah, yeah. I went there. Yeah, Tony Fiametta did not enjoy a lot of good times at Syracuse, other than they were not good during his days. but he's enjoying good times with the Bears. How about this?
Right,
the rookie fifth rounder, Jordan Mills. Yeah, an impressive 2-1 lead over the longest tenured Bear in the history of the Chicago Bears organization, Patrick Manley.
Enough of that already.
All right, question number four. I just want to point out, this is a major upset in the making right now. Question four, who is officially listed as the shortest player on the Bears' current 53-man roster?
Jordan.
Go ahead.
Would it be Joe Anderson?
Incorrect.
Eric Weems.
Incorrect. I think it is Eric Weems, but officially he's
listed
not
shorter than him. Blake Costanzo will be mad that somebody's shorter than him. They go at each other all the time.
This guy is one of the best players on the team, coming off a Pro Bowl season. Tim Jennings. Listed as 5'8", and
he played bigger than that.
He did with those two forced fumbles, including the one he recovered. Huge play, by the
that
way, in
huge.
The second half of that game. So, and I think even bigger than that is the fact that the offense took advantage of the takeaway and ended up scoring. All right, so it's still a 2-1 game. Mm-hmm. Things are getting tight here. Question number five, with Jordan leading Patrick 2-1. Which one of the following players did not play at a university in the state of Florida? It's a multiple choice here. So DJ Williams, Major Wright, Devin Hester, Michael Ford, Brandon Marshall.
Jordan.
Patrick.
Jordan said it first. So
Michael
Jordan,
Ford.
Correct.
LSU.
How about that? There you go.
All right.
I should point out that if you don't come back, Patrick, and answer these next two correctly.
History questions. I'm better at the history stuff.
No, but listen, and by the way, this is why.
I don't know my teammates. I'm too old.
Jordan, a commanding 3-1 lead over the veteran Patrick Manley. And I should point out, because I asked Jordan this earlier in the week in the locker room, and he mentioned that even though he went to Louisiana Tech, he had played against some of the best SEC schools, which I think is the reason that he's put himself in a position to be as successful early on in his Bears career, right?
Yeah.
I mean, taking on those talented players. So, yeah, Michael Ford was a star player at LSU. Question number six, with Jordan up on Patrick 3-1. What team did Bears offensive guard Matt Slauson play for last
Patrick.
Season? Go ahead.
New York Jets.
Wow.
He's in your line room. You don't even know.
No, he did know. Look, he threw his papers. He was upset because he knew. Wasted opportunity to close out the game.
All right, let's see if we can get a comeback.
All right, it's a 3-2 lead for Jordan Mills over Patrick Manley. This can ice the game for Jordan if Patrick doesn't get it right. Question seven. Who is the only player on the current Bears roster who played his college ball at Tulane?
Jordan.
Go ahead.
Matt Forte.
Oh, wow. Jordan has beaten you. Patrick Manley loses,
nice.
Which is a rare loss for Pat.
I don't know. No, I've lost twice now.
Yeah,
darn it.
He doesn't lose to rookies. And a rookie.
Yeah, I'm good at the history questions. That's why I was a history major at Duke. I'm better,
Yeah, I'm not gonna repeat this.
All I know
that's all right. You can have it.
Jordan with
congratulations, with a
4-2 win over Patrick Manley. That allows Bethany Stolwagon of Palatine to win a gift certificate to Sports Authority. So that really is the moral of the story here. Jordan, just like he does protecting Jay Cutler selflessly, allows a member of our listening audience to win the gift certificate to Sports Authority. Good job. When we come back, I want to find out about this rookie locker room here at Hallis Hall. That's next with Jordan Mills and Patrick Manley. I'm Zach Zabin on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670. This Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority from the Chicago Bears Network Radio Studios at Hallis Hall, along with Patrick Manley. I'm Zach Zabin. Jordan Mills, our special guest for the hour. What'd you learn last week against the Bengals that there's no way you would have known unless you played in an NFL game, a real NFL game, not one of these preseason mamby-pamby games?
You can't always go out and try to kill somebody on every play because you're going to get somebody killed. So I learned how to be, more patient and let the game come to me, and I'll be fine.
How nervous were you before the start of
You
it?
know, I was telling everybody, like, veterans came up, you nervous? No, I'm good. I'm good. And then Garza said, I always get nervous just right before we come out as a team. And, you know, he's telling me that. I'm saying, I'm not going to get nervous. And as I'm walking out and, you know, the smoke is getting blown and everything like that, it's like, oh, my God, I'm getting nervous. There's a little pregame jitters, but after that first hit in that first series, I was fine after that.
How much different was the speed of the game from, you know, people talk about preseason games are one speed, regular season another, and then playoffs amp it up another level. Did you notice a difference going into from preseason to regular season, or was it more just the amount of plays you had to play?
You know, the speed, you know, was a little tick faster because Matt Slauson, right like 2 hours before the game, told me, you know, preseason, yeah, that's a warm-up. Going into the regular season is going to be a tick faster. People are going to be a tick stronger. So you got to come with your A game. And after he told me that, I got my mindset on, you know, the preseason was good, but you got to get ready for the regular season. And it was a little bit faster, more plays and everything like that.
Yeah, that's the other question I was going to ask you, the number of plays. Going from preseason where you played, what's the max number you played, 24, 30 plays?
Yeah, 24, 30
okay.
plays.
Okay, and then you go into what, how many guys do you have, like 60-something?
Yeah.
A little different in the third and fourth quarter?
Yeah, it's a little different. You know, you gotta buckle down, man up, and just try to dominate as best as you can. So it was a long game, you know. I had to man up for a couple of plays, but we ultimately got through it.
Yeah, you guys had a couple with the long drive in the fourth quarter. Yeah. That was intense, and that was pretty impressive to see you guys do that for us.
12 minutes.
Yeah, that was huge. That was huge.
Now, Monday, after the game, probably played the most competitive game of your life, right?
Yeah.
What does it feel like a Monday after a game like that?
He's 22 years old.
Hey, it's still football,
just
man.
I know, I'm just still football. You know, being as young as I am, you know, the veterans are, you know, calm, cool, and collected after that game. And, you know, they take 5 minutes and think about it. Yeah, we got to win, so let's move on to next week. I still got it in my head, but I'm moved on to the Minnesota Vikings, you know. But it coming in Monday, we still got to watch the film from Cincinnati. But, you know, I thought about it for a couple of days, and everybody calls me and brings it up, but I had my mind, by Sunday, I had my mind set on Minnesota.
How about the soreness after the game? Different than college soreness?
Yeah, different than college. You know, college, you might have a little one thing sore, but everything, arms,
your whole body hurt.
Arms, elbows, you know, shins, and everything like that was sore.
Man, I can't even relate to that. You can.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 8 plays or 12 plays I play. Yeah, that is like...
Patrick Manley's here. I'm Zach Zabin. We're visiting with Jordan Mills here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. We've gone this long in the show without talking about him, at least in depth, but you can't ignore the first-round pick because he's always in your face. He's always talking about Kai Long. And not only do you have to play with the guy, I mean, you're right next to him, but what are you, roommates on the road?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, do you ever get a chance to sleep?
Unfortunately, sometimes I don't, but he snores so loud sometimes that I want to just take a pillow and smother him with it. But you know, he's a great teammate and a great friend to have. You know, even though he might take the talking a little bit too far sometimes, and I have to tell him to shut up because Garza is tired of hearing him talk. But you know, he's a great guy. He brings laughter and fun to the room, and you know, Kyle Long is Kyle Long, man.
Does he wake up with that energy?
Yes, I don't see how he does that. You know, to be all hyper and stuff. You think walking in the locker room, he looks like he's all sleeping and stuff. And in a matter of seconds, he's running around the locker room, hollering Garza's name or one of the veterans, and everybody's ignoring him. He's like, "Oh, you don't hear me talking to you?" But he's a great guy, man.
I find it fascinating that. Because I've been covering the Bears for a while, and I'm down there on the sidelines, and almost always, I cannot remember a rookie offensive lineman, because you guys are so close as a group, constantly yapping. You know, usually in the old days, the veteran players would have just shot that rookie down. They let Kyle talk. I think everyone has gotten to the point to just let whatever he says go in here and out the other. It's easier to just let him keep yapping. Now, it's easier at Soldier Field because, you know, when you guys are on the sideline, the defense is out on the field, crowd's going crazy, so maybe you don't hear him.
Yeah, not at all. But, you know, we have came to the, you know, to the fact that him talking a lot is his way to release whatever stress or pregame jitters that he has. So we just, whatever crazy thing or outrageous thing he has to say, we let it go in one ear and out the other.
On game day, is he talking across the line or is he talking to you guys? Or is he doing both? Is
he's
he
doing both. You never know who Kyle is talking to.
Until he just talks the talk. Is
he
that
just
right?
talks the talk, and he just says things out loud just to get somebody to say, "What did you just say?" And he's crazy, man. But it's a good crazy.
Were you the guy that put the tarantula in his room in Bourbonnais?
No, I wasn't.
We still don't know who did that, right?
No, we don't. But his reaction, it was priceless. I wish I could have got it on camera, but I was too busy laughing at him. But
did you see him come running out of his door?
Yes, I did. I was in my room, actually, when he said, "What in the hell?" And I was like, what is he doing in there? Because it sounded like he's beating on the walls, and then I came out. He's like, go look in my room, dude. Look, it's a freaking spider in my room. I was like, no, it's not. And I looked in, and I was like... That's why you lock your doors.
All right, we got to take a time out. I wanted to ask about the rookie locker room, but I felt like we had to find out a little bit more about these rookies before we get to the rookie locker room story. That is coming up next with Jordan Mills. Patrick Manley's here. I'm Zach Sabin. You've got it locked on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Man, listening to these rookie stories, funny stuff. The commercial breaks, almost as good as what you hear on the air. Bears Coaches Show is brought to you by McDonald's, featuring Jeff Joniak and the Bears coaching staff. It airs Monday nights at 6:30 p.m. on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. This is another one of those shows, Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, along with Patrick Manley. I'm Zach Sabin. Pleased to be joined by the very entertaining Jordan Mills, the starting right tackle, the fifth rounder, who has made an immediate impact. That's a big deal, too, Pat, to have rookies that are coming in and contributing at a high level, because that hasn't always been the case over the last few years.
No, it hadn't. It's been a long time. And to see two guys on the right side of the line come in and play as well as he did in week one was very encouraging for us. And especially with the offense we have, the talent we have outside, to see our front five play as well as they did, and hopefully they keep it going with the two rookies playing well, it's exciting to see.
It is.
And two rookies on that offensive line. Man, you just don't see that. I think it hasn't happened for the Bears on opening day since 1983, which gives you an idea of how rare it is, not just in the NFL, but here with the Bears. Now, explain to me something about this rookie locker room. For those that are just tuning in, there's the main locker room where you have the 53-man roster. Upstairs at Hallis Hall, it's a luxurious room now. They've got a new carpet. They've painted the lockers around. It's really a palace, if you will, when it comes to locker rooms. But if you're a rookie at Hallis Hall, you have to earn the right to end up there. So they essentially keep the rookies in the basement. So the undrafted free agents, the draft class, when you first come here, you're not allowed upstairs. Do they even let you see the upstairs locker room?
You know, you see when you pass, and you know, you see Pat walking out of the locker room, going in the hot tub or the cold tub, and you can get a little glance at it from out of the weight room. But that's all you know, a few times you can walk through there, but not that many with the veterans in there.
I guess it's a tradition that started at the old Hallis Hall over at Lake Forest College. And when they built the new hall, I wasn't there. I think I was here the first year they opened this one. And they kept the tradition and put it down in the basement with the you can see the piping above you, all that stuff. It's a small little room. Yeah. When I first got down there, we had the metal lockers, like the high school metal lockers. Yeah. Now they've got, speaking of luxurious, I guess the Bears have money now that they can put in the wooden locker rooms and make it close to what we have upstairs. But it's real small. And the only thing is that you guys have, we didn't have, is couches.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous to me, but that's all right. I guess the rookies got it easier now. But when I was my first year, Curtis Enos was our first round rookie, and he was a personality like Kyle. Did Kyle and he ran and Curtis ran the energy of that little small locker room down there. Did Kyle run it that way? Was there anybody else?
It was everybody. Yeah. You know, John Bostic. You know, everybody said John doesn't say much, but you know, when it gets on the topic of basketball, any other sport, he'll tell you to anybody, like, if I was 6'6", I'll be a starting point guard in the NBA. And everybody be like, no, you're not. And it gets into a heated conversation, and it is so funny. And you have people like DeMontre Hurst down there dancing. He's a true clown. He always coming. That's another one with high energy. He even though he's an undrafted free agent, he
came in from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. He comes down there. He has a lot of energy. You know, I don't know how he wakes up in the morning and just starts dancing all over the place. And you know, we had that every morning, and that kind of woke us up. And then having, you know, actually the first time down there in a rookie locker room with limited space, we had a couch. I was laying on the couch, and Kyle wasn't there yet, so I was on my phone looking at the time, whatever. And all of a sudden, I just look up and just see a big white ball guy just launch in the air and jump on me on the couch. It didn't feel quite well. After
that. How did the couch handle it?
The couch took it well, but I didn't take it too well after that.
Well, those are some of the best memories I have of sitting in that room, especially during mini camp, long days. You're all down there bitching and moaning together, you know, complaining about the day. And those are, and you help each other get through it, you know, the new surroundings, all that kind of stuff. And those are my favorite memories. I'm sure you won't forget them, but those were a blast.
Yeah, it was.
Something that I think is cool, I don't know if you know this, Pat, but didn't Kyle Long make sure that the rookies in meetings would go all the way and sit in the front? Is that something that...
It was everybody. It was like a collective thing. Everybody sit in the front. But, you know, that's some coach, Joe D, our special teams coordinator. You know, every special team's been rookies to the front. You know, the veterans earn the right to sit where they want, all y'all at the front. So I know that you're paying attention.
Are you a good note taker?
Yeah. In college, I was, you know, the type of person I can listen and just retain information with since I've been here, and then learn from veterans, you know, how to take notes. I've been a great listener and a note taker.
Yeah, notes to me is the biggest thing. I got my notebook right here in front of me, and it's, you know, I keep notes every day. Some people write down what the head coach says every day. I don't do that as much, but I think taking notes is super important, especially if you have a long career.
Yeah.
You'll go back and look at your notebooks. You'll remember, like, the first time you played against Jared Allen or whoever, and you can remind yourself of stuff that you did back in 2-3 years ago that can help you out. So it's really, really important.
Definitely.
So basically you're opening up your own little scouting report on the week and your specific position. After games, do you go back to your notepad and add things that maybe you couldn't learn unless you actually faced a guy?
No, I never did that, but that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Thanks. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you guys out.
Just at
here,
the end of my career, maybe.
You know, I don't know how much longer Jared Allen's going to play, but at least for the few times that you have to take him on, this is important. And do you feel like, because it's not just him, Robeson's another very athletic defensive end. I think sometimes you lose sight of what else the Vikings have on that line.
Yeah, but it is there on. They're playing for a reason, so you got to account for everybody on that defensive line, not just Jared Allen. You know, everybody pays attention to him because he's a 13-plus sack guy, and so they forget about, you know, Robeson and everybody else. But, you know, you have to remember you have Kevin Williams that has been in the league for 11 – this is his 11 years, so you got to account for everybody.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent there on that Minnesota front. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about another team in the division, the Packers. Now, you're supposed to hate the Packers if you're a Bear. There's one guy on that 53-man roster I'm not necessarily sure Jordan Mills can hate. We'll explain next right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, coming to you from the Chicago Bears Network Radio Studios at Halas Hall, continues on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, Zach Zabin, Patrick Manley, and right tackle Jordan Mills is with us. So you heard, Pat, I was talking about the Packers before we went to the commercial break. And, you know, it's not just because, you know, the Packers are the Packers, you're the Bears, you're supposed to hate the Packers. I mean, you know about the rivalry, but from a different kind of standpoint, I'm sure he's not going to like 52 players on that team, but there's one that he has to like.
He was actually an answer to – I got the question right on one of the trivias.
Yeah, you
so
did.
I know who it is.
Can you tell the people who –
Tremont Williams?
Yes.
Yeah. Is your cousin?
Yes, my cousin.
Yeah, Packers corner, Tremont Williams. He's talented. He's made a few plays against the Bears over the years.
Yeah.
How close – are you guys pretty close?
Yeah, he's like another big brother that I have. You know, he played him and my brother played high school football together, and they were always around each other. And I was always the little kid trying to lag behind them. I was 5 years old trying to hang with 15, 16-year-olds. So, yeah, we were very close.
How much did you lean on him, like, during the draft process and all that stuff and getting ready for combine training? And he had to be a big influence.
Yeah, every time I needed something or I needed some answer, I'd call or text him and ask him this agent information or what do you do to get your body right? How do you prepare for this? How do you prepare for this? And everything I asked him, he had a long, drawn, you know, we had a long, drawn conversation about it, and he made sure I was well educated about it, and I came into the league. No matter where I went, you know, I was well educated about it.
I think it helps you because, you know, you have an agent that can tell you stuff.
Yeah.
But if you can talk to another NFL player who's been through it and lived through it, I think you listen a little bit more and understand it more.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing I wish I would have had, and that's great you had that because I do think that helps your transition tremendously coming in here. That might have helped you roll into what you're doing now.
Definitely.
Did he talk to you as soon as you got drafted?
Yeah, he did.
So, and has he continued to talk to you?
Yeah, he did. He texted me right before the Cincinnati game and wished me good luck. And I told him thank you and told him good luck against the 49ers and see you soon.
Now, I can't imagine a scenario where you have to somehow go up against him one-on-one, but you never know. Sometimes, you know, a broken play of some kind. You know, big run by Matt Forte. He's very capable of doing that.
Yeah,
and
I'm gonna ask the coach to pull on.
Yeah, nice little tackle pull.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask him to throw that in the game plan just for me and make sure he's on my side.
I know you're 5 years younger, but there's absolutely no way he can stop you. I mean, there's a big size difference between the two of you.
Yeah, it is.
Did you guys ever wrestle when you were younger?
No, but you know, when him and my brother, you know, had some people in town that didn't quite like my brother and him, and when they got in the fights, I was the little kid there jumping. I didn't do too much because I was kind of big for 5 years old, but I couldn't handle any 14 or 15 year olds.
Our final few moments here with right tackle Jordan Mills on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. I was talking with Kyle Long about this because he also obviously can go and talk to his dad and his brother about what it takes to be successful in the NFL, just like you have that resource. But he said that one of the things that really helped him is just overall the NFL does a very good job of kind of getting the rookies acclimated. You know, when you guys went to the Hall of Fame, what was that like?
It was, you know, it was a, first of all, it was a blessing just to see everybody that, you know, made it into the Hall of Fame and everything like that. And just to see, you know, people that I looked up to, like Willie Ruff, that actually went to Louisiana Tech, and just to see, you know, they had the little banners for the inductees for this class, and just to see Jonathan Ogden and everything like that, and see, you know, walking with Kyle, and just to see how his dad's stats and everything like that, and just to see everything the NFL and the NFL history has.
Yeah, and Howie Long, his dad, Kyle's dad, has this, the bust, you know, and it's enormous. And what I find fascinating is how can a guy with hair like Kyle have a dad who's got probably the coolest hair of any guy in the Hall of Fame?
That's an iconic flat top.
You know, it is.
I loved that thing when I was younger.
That's what he gets for talking so much.
He loses hair.
You can't have both.
You know, I was watching the Bears do this great series on rookie minicamp, and you know, there was a heavy focus on Kyle, you, the offensive line, the way Aaron Cromer interacts with you guys. What's that like?
It's pretty fun. It has his times when he, you know, when you don't do something right, he's on you. But that's what you expect. Great coaches get on you and tell you what you do wrong, and to have that experience and experience that along with Kyle and the rest of the rookies, it was fun.
I think what's cool, and Pat, you can relate to this, is that it comes from Tressman on down. Just the constant movement. There's no dead period in practice, even during the times where you aren't really practicing. There always is motion.
It's, well, Lovie, last year we had the benches out there for practice. We don't have time for benches anymore. It is just constant motion. I've never done anything like that before, and obviously paid off well for us this last Sunday. But it's almost chaos where the game slows down for you. Do you feel a little bit that way too?
Yeah, I felt like the game slowed down a little bit. You know, it's a fast pace. It's quick. When you hit a whistle, it's quick to the ball, to the next period and everything like that. So is everybody moving around. It's not just, you know, the skilled guys running around getting from period to period. It's the offensive line running to the next field for stretch of the next period. So it's good conditioning, and it's good for this team.
Good start for you guys. Keep it up. Jordan Mills, thank you so much for joining us. Patrick Manley, Zach Zaidman, want to say thanks to our executive producer, Greg Miller, Paul Zarango, helped us blast through the speakers of your radio, and BMAC, our man back at the Score Studios downtown. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. See you, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Miller Lite, Verizon, and United.